Hey, what it is, man? How's everybody out there, man? How's the world? I'm so blessed to be here. So honored. Haven't been feeling the best, feeling the greatest lately. Kind of just trying to find me again, find that center again. It hasn't been easy, but I'm depending on Lord to, just direct traffic and lead me to where I need to be. So I want to say honor and glory to the Holy Father in heaven, first off. Also, I want to say shout out to all my sponsors, Nick Smith Podcast. I always have trouble, so that's probably going to be a problem. Product of God Clothing and the New Kings Band. I love you guys, and y'all are tuned in to the Prince Mosey Podcast. Right now, we're about to get into a topic of sorts. I think the topic that we're going to go with tonight is blessed to bless. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Bless to bless. Stay locked in, man. It's the Prince Mosey Podcast on Anchor. Yeah. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We only got two episodes left. We got this one, and then we got... Hold on, let me look real quick. Let God Be God. And then we got the last one, which is the miracle, the recipe for a miracle. And then season two is over with, man. Season two has been stretched out. I've had a lot of other things that I've been working on in the process of season two. My motivation has been kind of dry, and I haven't been feeling it as much, and so I'm just asking for prayers to get me through this season, and maybe once we get through this, I'll get the juices back flowing, and, you know, we can start season three and, you know, just reinvigorate the passion and the dedication and the persistence, because right now I'm doing it without wanting to, which is something I never like to do with anything. Which is, that's why it's taking my sermon so long and everything. I just haven't been feeling it as much. And that's an issue that I have. It's just, I guess it's procrastination. Because I'm not feeling it like I usually do. But, you know, I had to relocate. And, you know, I've been trying to just get my bearings for being in a new situation, in a new place. And, you know, it's taking a toll on me mentally and spiritually. Just having to readjust my spirit to the reality of where I am current. So it's definitely been a tough transition, harder than I thought it was going to be. But I won't complain, because the Lord is promising me that He's going to restore my soul. So, yeah, tonight we're going to talk about blessed to bless, which, you know, in so many words, blessed to be a blessing. You know, the thing is when God blesses you with something, what I've come to realize is that a lot of times it's not for you. You know, God never blesses you for it to be about you or for you to stunt on other people or to put other people down. The greatest example of this is Joseph, and how he was taken into captivity and taken into Egypt and put into Potiphar and under Pharaoh and the famine and all this. And, you know, he got put in a high position. He was second in command in Egypt. And, he got blessed. You know, like God put him in a position of prominence. And in the end, it all came back towards his family having to come back because of the famine and ask him, you know, for help. And, you know, that's how God operates. And the only reason that he allowed Joseph to be in that position is because he, first off, he had a heart that was pure. He didn't seek revenge. He didn't seek to get even. And he didn't use his position of power or influence to belittle those who needed him in that moment. He was blessed, and he blessed others with his blessing. And that's the, you know, thing that God expects out of all his followers. And, you know, it's for if he's going to bless us and give us influence or money or whatever the case may be, you know, we're supposed to give that back. You know, he never wants us to hold on to things. And, you know, it's just something that I've been struggling with myself, just with these sermons. I got like 4 sermons that I'm working on right now. And, you know, it's just, he doesn't want me to hold on to it. He wants me to release it. And I've been wondering why, like, musically, like, I can write a song I like, but just the passion, the emotion, the connection to the music that I once had, if it has felt like it's been slipping away a little bit. It's starting to feel like that Moses moment where I'm covering my face because I don't want the people to see the glory leave. And what God has been telling me is that if you release, I'll restore. You know, it's like the woman with the little thing of oil, and you know, the more you pour, the more that, you know, the more oil flows. And so this is something that I've definitely been going through myself, and not so much struggling with, consciously just not feeling it, not feeling that same awareness, not feeling that same sense of this is the center, this is my center, this is where God speaks to me. Even though he's been giving me things, you know, I haven't been acting on it as much. Just because of freedom. Freedom can become a distraction. You know, once you're in quarantine or in a confined space for so long, once you get free, you want to explore. You want to do things that you weren't able to do in a previous season. And it could become a distraction to what God is calling you to do. So this is something that I'm definitely becoming aware of, but learning how to face it. Because, you know, the thing is that in this journey with God, I feel like anybody who truly walks with God is going to reach a point of tired, like where you're weary, you know, just, I'm tired. I did all of this in this last season, and now I didn't get the fruit of what I thought was going to come in the last season, and I put all of my energy into that. Now I'm tired, and I feel like that's more so what it's been than anything. It's like I've just been drained. I've been emotionally drained, and spiritually drained, and physically drained. I've just been running on E. And so I'm trusting the Lord that he is replenishing the things which have been exerted out of my being. So the moral of this is that just give. You know, giving is better than receiving. It's hard to think of it that way in the natural. But, I mean, when you know, it was great on Christmas to see when I would get those presents under the Christmas tree, and I would be like, oh my God, like, I got the PlayStation, like, this is so great. But now it's a great joy to see my nephew's face when they open their presents. You know, it's a different joy than receiving, you know, and it's something, it's a kingdom joy. It's a kingdom standard of living. When you can see somebody else receive and get joy from it, it's a deeper fulfillment of joy. So the Lord is calling us to be givers and to walk in that love and to walk in that compassion and the capacity to be great stewards and to be great intercessors for those who are in need of others. So I just wanted to come and, you know, make a quick episode. I'm asking for prayers because today I was sitting here and I was just, you know, sometimes you can run on autopilot and not be really aware of how you feel. And sometimes I think I get so caught up in just running on autopilot that I don't take the time to acknowledge my own feelings inside of me. Because I am hurt. I am drained. I am at that point in life where I want to question, God, what is this? Where are you? Where are you taking me? And all he keeps saying is, trust me, trust me, trust me, trust me. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. So it's just a daily struggle to just hold on and just to keep the faith and to see the promise through. Because it comes in a foreign land. It comes in a place where you didn't expect it. You know, it takes more time than what you thought it was going to take. So everything in the natural, everything in your physical senses wants you to doubt or to start to think like maybe there is nothing behind the curtain. Maybe I'm controlling this myself. Maybe I have to do more. Maybe I have to work harder. Maybe I have to do this. And, you know, that's never been me. I've always trusted God and trusted that he is the great architect of my life. So I just ask for prayers, for strength, for guidance, for peace. Peace of mind, peace of heart. So, I'm just, you know, I just pray that, you know, somebody catches this and, you know, something that was said speaks to an area in your life. And we're going to close out with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, you see our hearts, you see our thoughts, you see our minds. Lord, we have been working so hard behind the scenes to prove our alliance to you, to prove our dedication to you, Lord. And we just want to see fruit, Lord. We just want to see some type of change, Lord. We just want to see something to let us know that you're going to stand with us, Lord, in the storm. And you're not going to let it overtake us, Lord. And you're not going to let the devil sift us in the wind as chaff, Lord. But that we will be the wheat, Lord, that stays, Lord, planted in you and grounded in you, Lord. And we just pray that, Lord, you can bless us financially. Bless us spiritually, Lord. Bless us with your anointing. So that way we can be a blessing to others, Lord. Because we'll steward the things that you give us, Lord. We'll make sure to distribute, Lord. We'll make sure to pour, Lord. We'll make sure to sow seeds, Lord, into others, Lord. Into other people, Lord. Into other people's lives. So we're just asking, Lord, that you just bless us, Lord, in supernatural ways, and that you just put your stamp of approval on us, Lord, so that they may know that we are yours, Lord, and that we are set apart for you, Lord, and we are your chosen vessels, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. I just want to thank y'all for tuning in tonight, and we got 2 episodes left, and we're into season 3. and I'm so excited. But you probably can't tell my voice. I have a headache a little bit right now. I'm gonna take some Tylenol soon. And I'll be okay. But yeah, like, I'm so excited to see what this next season holds. It's still very early in the season, but you know, this is a new season. We made it to a new season. So we're just going to keep trusting the Lord, and we're just going to keep going. Season 3 is on the way. 2 episodes left. Make sure you share this, like it, comment. Make sure somebody else hears it. You know, our duty is to spread the gospel. Our duty is to bring awareness to the kingdom. And that's what we're here for. So I love you. Jesus loves you. And we just want you to have a blessed night. In Jesus' name, amen.